Jasmine Sullivan's taking a break from the music game. Guess which singer Lil' Kim is threatening now? Waka Flocka surrenders himself to police. Gucci Mane was committed to a crazy home. And Raz B is the biggest liar on the face of the earth. Next on the Stylistic Report. How you doing? It's Miss Stylistic and I'm in tune with T-Mill, ready to hook you up with the deets from the streets in the Stylistic Report for Tuesday, January 4th. It's time to kick off the new year right with the first Stylistic Report of 2011. And I got a lot of juice for y'all. Are y'all ready to get into it? Mm-hmm. I know I am. Sunday night. Why did my girl Jasmine Sullivan shock all of Twitter by tweeting some disturbing tweets about how she needs to take a break from the music game? And thank you for coming out and good night, pretty much, because she just left us all hanging. Yeah, with only 2 albums under her belt and 6 years of writing for artists like Jennifer Hudson, Fantasia, and Monica, Jasmine said her career is stressing her the hell out, and it's no longer fun for her anymore. So she just needs to fall back for a minute and find herself. It's all good, Jasmine. We understand. But you are hot right now. You can't leave while you're hot. But don't take too long like Lauryn Hill, because then we'll forget about you. Okay? Don't you guys find it funny how everyone wants to quit the music industry after they've been signed to Missy Elliott? Things that make you go, When you get a chance, get into Jasmine's message to her fans on BeStylistic.com. Child, here go y'all sister Lil' Kim acting the fool again. She brought in 2011 in Pennsylvania and got on stage half-ass rapping to her greatest hits, talking more mess about Nicki Minaj and now R&B singer Keisha Cole. And why did Kim say,
I will erase that bitch's social security number 2?
Girl, bye. Ain't nobody scared of you, number one. And instead of erasing people's socials, can you erase their credit like that Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion? Girl, you ain't doing nothing. Kim is over here mad. She's saying that Nicki Minaj and Keisha Cole are trying to be like her and Mary J. Blige back in the day. These old chicks really need to let it go and let these new girls come up. Everybody can make money together. And Lil' Kim still hasn't shown us anything on Wax or on iTunes or anything. I hope she knows Black Friday has been long gone and forgotten. It's time for something new again. You got to keep it up. You should have been taking those steps to Nicki since you got so much to say about her, girl, Miss Thing. Ain't it funny how Lil' Kim and Keisha Cole were just performing on the BET stage in 2008 together, and now Lil' Kim turning on her over a chick like they in middle school. Girl, I can't wear her right now. You're going to really make me go off on this report. So I'm going to move right along to y'all friend Raz B, who's the main person on earth who needs to sit down and shut the F up. What is wrong with him? Now he's on Twitter lying, saying that there wasn't him on his Twitter account, sending those negative messages to Chris Brown that started that big PR stunt on Twitter last week. But I am so sick of him, and I no longer feel sorry for him being molested, because the things that I heard about him today, boy, wait until this one blogger drops the juice on him. And I cannot wait to backlink, but I gotta keep it a secret for now. You have to listen to the Stylistic Report every Tuesday and Thursday to make sure you don't miss it, because it's good. All I have to say about that is Raz B is going to want to delete his life after they get done exposing him. Man, why does it seem like on every Stylistic Report a rapper is going to jail? But this time it's both Waka Flocka and Gucci Mane. Waka Flocka got tired of being on the run from when police raided his home in Georgia and found drugs, weapons, and gang paraphernalia. Yesterday, he was being held on a $30,000 bond, but since he's cooperating / snitching, I'm sure he won't have to do much time, if any. And for the 511th time, for real, Gucci Mane was arrested again for violating his probation back in November. The judge had ordered for Gucci Mane to go back to jail for another 17 months for that, but I think he must have had a flashback of getting his hair braided between somebody's legs in there, because he told the judge that he was too ignorant to intelligently participate in a probation revocation hearing. So Gucci Mane filed for a special plea of mental incompetency. Yeah, he is a mess for that, right? It's obvious Gucci's trying to avoid going back to jail, but is the crazy home any better? Yeah, he's crazy. Thursday, I should have more info on Waka Flocka and Gucci Mane's whereabouts. But until then, you're going to have to log on to BeStylistic.com every day to get your daily dose of celeb craziness, music, fashion, relationship advice, and more. You be you, but I'm a BeStylistic because I am Miss Stylistic. And I will see y'all on Thursday. Bye-bye.